You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Released in 1977 by Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young. There it is. Once again, Jake's questionable song of the day.
I'm not a Billy Joel fan. However, that's a pretty good song. So I'm not a Billy Joel fan, though. I'm not. Never have been in my lifetime. Don't understand the appeal. That song's good, though. We didn't really hear it today, but
got 9 seconds to enjoy.
That I would give it a solid 6.6774.
It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good one. I like the song. I do. I'm a big fan. I think my likeness to Billy Joel was raised because I was in an elevator with him. I was in an elevator with him in New York City. Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Little fella, right?
Yeah, not very big. He was in a tux. He was in a tux. And
I want to talk about my new car one more time.
And so I'm like, oh, how do I somehow want to get this guy's autograph? And he was standing right next to me. I'm like, be cool.
Where was this?
We're in the square, Times Square, really? in New York City, heading down like that. And actually went and saw his ex-wife, Christy Brinkley, was in a musical. Okay. So we were going to see her.
Okay.
And so maybe he was going to go hang out with her. I don't know. But we're going down. I'm like, okay, I want to get this guy's autograph if at all possible. Then the thing kind of fills up a little bit. All of a sudden, no one's saying too much. Everybody's kind of being cool. And some guy from the back of the elevator just yells, "Saw you in Philly with Elton John. It was incredible." And that was it. I walk. I'm not going. No, that was it. I'm just like, I'm hoping to walk out real cool. You know, try to get his autograph, be cool on the side. Nope. Then all hell broke loose. Everything broke loose. Then once he yelled that, then it was just like they all kind of he basically got mobbed.
Really?
He just got mobbed.
He
got mobbed. I like the song. I'm going to give it a 7.4. 7.4. Again, I'm not a huge Billy Joel fan either. But I'm impressed with him as a performer.
Sure.
Yeah, very, very impressed. Sure.
He stood the test of time.
Yes. Josh is going to be low. 5.2.
Josh, what are we thinking on Song of the Day here? What are we feeling today for Song of the Day?
9.3. 9.3. Nice. I respect that.
Okay, Josh. Thank you.
All right. Once again, for Jake's questionable Song of the Day, let's get some thoughts on the text line. Husker Mike in Waterloo says 8.5. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado says 4.8. Ryan in California, 5.3. Sean in Omaha says 6.9. Dino says nothing wrong with Little Billy, 7.4. Jennifer gives it a 9. Hubby gives it a 6.6.
Ooh, nice. Discord in the house.
Isaac says, oh, Jake, you can never go wrong with Billy Joel, 9.73. Ryan in Delaware says 3 out of 10. Three. Who in Columbus?
Bert!
3. We got that. Somebody says it's a 10-second song that Big Swim talked over for 9 seconds.
He did talk the entire time.
I had to introduce it. How am I supposed to?
Hands down, with my time here is very short, a little over a year, but it was by hands down the most awkward song of the day.
I absolutely agree. And I saw the time. Saw how long it was, and I thought, this is going to be really bad, and I'm going to get made fun of for it. And once again, you guys just did exactly what I expected. Sanderson says, Swim talking and 6 seconds of music. I think I like this song, 7.7. Dennis gives it a 9.8. Scott from Bancroft, 5.666668. Somebody says, why did you talk over it? I didn't have a choice. Bob in Minnesota.
It's very awkward here, guys.
8. And last but not least, 4.5 said Gibby in Sioux City, and that's nice. Being kind.
Gibby in Sioux City.
Mixed results.
Moonbot on the YouTube stream initially said 10, and then he said, oh, I thought Big Swim picked it. Jake picked it, so I changed it to a 5.9.
Moonbot. Jake took a shot.
Yep. Moonbot. There you go.
That was interesting, Swim.
All right. Want to do Bill's Thrills?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
Yes.
Let's get ready.
We'll cut it short and talk over it.
Let's get to Bill's Thrills. We'll see who runs the board for you guys tomorrow.
Oh, no. Swim.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
That is right. It is time for Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our good friends at Mid Plains Advisors. Your ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Is that still correct?
The cash cows are bringing the money in hand over fist. Don't worry about the stock market. They don't care. They're still making it. They don't even look at it. They don't even care. If you ask them, hey, what's the market doing today? Don't care. Our customers are making money. That's all they care about.
I got to get hooked up with them.
They don't even talk about it. They're like, I didn't know it even existed because our money is rolling.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Like that. It's incredible. People have been like on them, like, too. Like, oh, you guys are like some sort of doing something illegal or something with the money you guys are making. They're not. They're just that far ahead of the game.
Yep.
They're just that far ahead of the game.
All right, Bill, it's Bugaboo Tuesday. What you got for us?
Steve, things that bother me.
This is my favorite day.
Okay.
He loves things that bother me. And a lot of things get kind of worked up like that. So
I haven't noticed.
I've got something that bothers me. Online classes. Online classes.
Gonna be good,
you know, because of the interaction with classmates, you know, teacher student relationships, you know, right? That wrong. That's not why I don't like it. Here's just the whole thing with online classes. People have lost all of the spirit and adventure of cold weather campus operating, of online classes, how you would maneuver across the campus when it was cold and windy out. Remember how you would zip through? Okay, I can go through the science building, then I can whip over here and go through the student union, right, and then come out that end right there, right, and then I get myself to class.
Yep.
No one has any knowledge of that anymore. I'm walking through some wind yesterday. I thought of this.
Where were you walking?
Just back from Embassy Suites. It was high wind. Weather wasn't cold. Uh-huh. I got to thinking about how incredible it was, like where I would leave like my dorm room at Wesleyan. I could cut through the theater, mm-hmm, bounce over to the library, and then work my way through the maintenance place was, right, and then zoom right up to Smith Curtis.
And not be outside very much.
Yeah. You had to have a plan,
right,
on how you worked through a campus or how you probably maneuvered through downtown when you were here,
yeah,
with the Journal Star. by different ways you could go to different buildings and how and how you would maneuver your way through cold weather.
Yeah.
But online classes, nope, don't get to do it. They just get to sit at home. But God, it was incredible. The feeling you would get when you hit that warm, when that warm weather hit you. All that's like, okay, we're inside for a little bit. And you'd be cutting through classes like that. People just sitting in class like that. You see them go through the hallways, kind of wave at people. And they're like, what are you doing? It's like, this is the way through. I did it just a year ago at Nebraska. I cut through a couple school built, couple classrooms just to get over to the student union. You have to get something done.
So how
over
do you
there.
Feel about online classes?
But wrong. They've missed all the fun of maneuvering their way through campus.
And other things, probably.
Probably. There's other things. That's the one that bothers me the most.
I've never taken an online class. Did you ever take one?
No, not even consider it. No, nope. Not even consider it.
Swim?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be at the ticket if it wasn't for online classes.
You went like 2 years with like just nothing but online classes.
Yeah, because my freshman year was COVID. Freshman year was the year that we shut down in March.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That was your freshman
year? That was my freshman year.
You got through fast. Seriously.
Yeah. No joke. So it was, I mean, we were out of the dorms within a week and you had to be.
So you never maneuvered your way through campus in a cold weather?
I did. I maneuvered.
Did you have a route? We had to get to different things.
No, not a whole lot because I mean it was basically you show up to campus and like I would have one in person class, but then I'd have like four or five online classes.
Gotcha.
So it'd be like one class that I just parked close to.
Four or five online
classes.
You just grew up.
I agree. I hated it because you didn't know anybody. You didn't know.
There's
you didn't
no
have the,
chance I
the,
passed
the conversation with teachers. You didn't have that personal connection. Or just being able to go up and talk to somebody face to face. You didn't have that
at all.
And then once they found out, okay, we can give quizzes online, we can give tests online, you can use those lockdown browsers that where you can't Google stuff, you can't get out of your browser when you're taking the test, so then you don't have to worry about people, you know, cheating. They got the face cam, the webcam, so if your eyes look away from it, it shuts everything down.
This is amazing.
So once they did that, they said, why do we ever need to do in person?
You're from a family of educators. They can't like that.
No, it'd be zero fun, zero production. No, I did like it, like at the very first when the Zoom stuff first started and people started putting like cut-ups of themselves up in front of it. I thought that was funny. Yeah. That was funny. It's like they went back to bed and stuff. I thought that was good. But I just thought about the thing that you'd miss the most is not knowing how to maneuver through bad weather on a campus.
Like cold, biting wind.
Biting wind was one that got you the worst. Rain was something, but a biting wind was the one that got you the most. And when you grew up in this state, you had a lot of those days.
Yes, you did.
I mean, you had a lot of them. You had a lot. I mean,
it wouldn't be bad if it wasn't for the wind.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad. That was up until about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago, you were still trying to maneuver yourself through. But you knew every route. He knew every route of how to get through campus and be able to go.
Bugaboo Tuesday. There
things
it was.
That bother me.
Bugaboo Tuesday. Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our good friends at Mid Plains Advisors. All right, it's time we turn our attention. 7 o'clock hour. A special guest, Matt Davison of the 1890 Initiative, is with us when we return on our break on the ticket.
We won't know anything from the listeners if they like Bugaboo or not. Jake, you always talk
course,
about it.
Of course.
It's okay.
I can do it.
We'll get it tomorrow.
We'll circle back.
We'll circle back.
We'll get the reaction at the start of this next segment. We're very late.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.